All right, BUI, BWI, what does it all mean? Well, it means it's summertime and it's boating while intoxicated season. That's right. It's a real thing. People get accused and convicted of driving or operating their boats under the influence of alcohol all the time. Even here in Ohio, we've got some big lakes. We've got the Great Lakes up north, and we got all sorts of former canal feeder lakes around inside the state, as well as some of the old public works projects from the 30s, a little history lesson. Anyway, it's a real thing. You're not allowed to operate a boat under the influence of alcohol or operate a boat with a prohibited concentration of alcohol in your blood, breath, or urine, just like driving a car, sort of. I think this one comes up a lot because I guess it's sort of like the internet. You know, people don't realize when you're on a boat that there's actually a risk. There might be police or other people watching you. They suck down some cold ones while they're riding their boat around. And that, by the way, a lot of places, you're not even allowed to have alcohol. So some of these state parks, the public work projects I was talking about, like Mohican and Deer Creek, these are state, like, I don't think you're allowed to have alcohol at all. So that's a problem from the outset. But beyond that, look, and by the way, the DNR officers, the natural resource officers, they understand what you're doing when you're holding a red cup. Just saying. If you want to draw attention to yourself, have a red Solo cup and sip it and act like a jackass and just see if you draw somebody's attention. Anyway, so look, how's it work? First of all, a boat is very similar to a car. And this is all, by the way, for you geeks out there. Revised code section 1547.11, 1547.11. And it basically mirrors Ohio's DUI law. So it's two ways to get charged. One, you're operating a boat with a prohibited concentration of alcohol in your blood, breath, or urine. That's 0.08% in Ohio, meaning it doesn't matter if you look like you're impaired. It doesn't matter if you act like you're impaired. It doesn't even matter if you think you're impaired or not impaired at all. But if you've got a concentration of alcohol in your blood, breath, or urine above or 0.08 or above, then you are committing a per se violation of boating while intoxicated. The second way, just like driving a car, is if you're under the influence. This is the way your granddad knew. You drank 20 beers and you're just too drunk to be driving a boat. You're unsteady on your feet, even on a boat. You got slurred speech. You got bloodshot eyes, glassy eyes. You're acting like a jackass with a red Solo cup full of vodka. You're going to get you could be charged with operating a boat under the influence. A couple interesting nuances to it. Ohio's got something called, I think most people do, the underway rule. So in cars, we talk about operating a motor vehicle. And by the way, motor vehicle is a pretty broad definition, just as a little aside. We've had folks here in Ohio driving riding mowers on the street or in public, getting pulled over for DUI, bicycles, trackless trolleys, whatever. Boating talks about being underway. And that means drifting. Even if the engine's turned off, it's underway unless it's securely tied to a dock, the shore, or anchored in a legally designated anchorage area. So, you know, there are places in lakes around where everybody anchors up for the night or whatever. Or if you're on the hook, I guess is what they would say for you. I think that's what they would say. Anyway, that is underway. So if you're just drifting around and you say, well, look, officer, I'm not operating my boat at all. I'm just here drifting around, hanging out, having lunch. You're still underway and you're going to be considered operating, or the analogous version of operating. It includes motorboats, jet skis, canoes, kayaks, even water skis, apparently. So imagine that you get operating. So if you're on water skis and you're drunk, you could get a boating while intoxicated charge. I've never defended one of those, but I would. Just check me out, Palmer Legal Defense upstairs. So why am I bringing all this up now? Because it's the season to go boating. Everybody loves it. Everybody's done it. Not everybody, but you get it. So people go out all the time and they think that they're going to be okay. They think they're going to be safe. Believe me, you are not. There are ODNR officers watching from the bushes or from the trees or from the shores. And if you're acting like a jackass, you're going to get caught. But look, beyond that, all joking aside, I have been on a boat in Lake Erie before. I'm not an expert boater. I am an expert in riding in boats because I go with people who know what they're doing, but I am not a boating guy. I don't have a captain's. I have not done any of it, but I'll tell you a story. I was riding in a boat one time on Lake Erie with a buddy of mine, and I was young and I was stupid. He was the guy in charge of the boat, and it was a fishing day or whatever it was. And he says, all right, guys, pull them up. We're going in. And we'd only been out there for about 10 minutes, 15. It didn't feel like very long. And, you know, the other two guys on the boat, we were just kept fishing like, yeah, whatever, dude, shut up. We're fishing. It's a competition. We're going to win. And he says, pull them up. And then he finally starts, he screamed at us and with a bunch of four letter words, you know, pull up the effing poles. We're going in. And we barely made it in that day because now, fortunately for us, my buddy was an experienced boater on Lake Erie. He understood what we were dealing with and he could read the lake. He saw the storm coming. I think like 10 people died on the lake that day. We barely got past the break wall before the big waves hit. Like we barely made it in. And why am I telling you all this? Because there's a reason you shouldn't be drunk operating a boat or drifting around on a boat. It's about as it's a really dangerous activity that people don't always understand is dangerous. There are other water skiers out there. There's swimmers out there. There are people out there. I've defended people who have been in fatality boat accidents with alcohol involved, and it's not pretty, I promise you. So I joke about it, and we, you know, say water skis this way. But look, there's a real lesson to be had here. Go out, enjoy your boating. Make sure you're with somebody like my friend, if you're on Lake Erie, that knows that lake, because it's a dangerous lake. And just be safe. Look, have your drinks, but not if you're the guy in charge. It's simple. And by the way, not if you're at a state park, because they'll get you for that too. Look, if you got your own question you want me to answer, go to lawyertalkpodcast.com. If you've got a legal problem, by the way, you can just go to palmerlegaldefense.com, ohiolegaldefense.com, whatever. Check me out. I'll be happy to help you out. Lawyer Talk, off the record, on the air, till now. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.